Salke and Brian Gursky. We'll start with an opening statement from Coach, and then we'll go to the players with questions.
Thank you. You know, I thought it was overall a great college baseball game. Unfortunately, there's going to be a loser, and we came out on the wrong end of it, and that's to credit East Carolina. They did a terrific job. The starter did a very, very nice job, and it seemed like our guys just couldn't get comfortable in the batter's box against him. That's credit to him. And then, I just think Agnos is just a great college baseball player. You know, to play shortstop and make the plays he made, and then to come in and finish that game out speaks to the kind of player he is and the character that he has and the competitive spirit he has, and that showed tonight. And tip my cap to him. He did a terrific job to be in that environment and bases loaded and get two strikeouts to end the game was impressive. We just couldn't get a big hit. I think we probably left seven or eight runners on base. I thought Gursky, after that two-run inning, I thought he settled down and did what he needed to do. You know, if you have a starter that goes out there and goes five-plus and gives up three runs in the NCAA tournament, gives you a chance to win the game. And I thought he settled down and ate the game up for us and gave us a chance. Unfortunately, we just couldn't do enough, and that's the credit their pitching and their defense. It was very, very good, and so we'll have another opportunity tomorrow. We've got to shake this one off and be ready to go tomorrow.
Questions for the players?
Casey, I guess I'll just ask this. As you guys are plotting that comeback try there in the ninth, what's your approach at the plate and the belief ever wavered from you guys?
As a team, I think, we're just trying to have quality at bat after quality at bat. Just pass the baton to the next guy. That's what we try to do as a team, and, it's all about approach. Unfortunately, we got three runners on, but we weren't able to, come back. We're just ready for tomorrow, ready to go get it tomorrow.
Casey, you may not have had time to talk about this or have heard from any of the older players about what they went through last year. Has there been any talk about that kind of coming out of the loser bracket in Columbia to win?
Yeah. I've talked with the older guys about last year quite a bit. Being the underdog a little bit, it kind of fuels us. I think it's all about just winning games. And now that we lost, we're facing elimination. And I think it's super important that we come out ready to play tomorrow and the next three games that we play. We just need to advance now. We can't lose. So.
Was it more difficult to put together quality at-bats with the way the crowd was into the game tonight? Were you able to block it out? How would you kind of assess that?
Yeah, the crowd's the crowd. We get, a good amount of fans at UVA, too. And as a player, you just gotta block it out, stick to your game, and stick to your approach at the plate. Personally, I think I do that pretty well, and I know my teammates do, too. It's very important. To be able to focus and lock in at the plate.
Brian, just kind of seeing that, little rally there in the ninth, how much does that give y'all anything positive to kind of hold on to going into tomorrow?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, anytime, whether we're up by two, down by two, you always got to bring the energy on, whether it's you're a pitcher and you're out of the game. So, momentum, doesn't stop. It just got to bring the same energy and, when they came tomorrow.
Brian, this was your first time pitching on this stage, I believe. What was the experience like for you?
That was a lot of fun. They have great fans. They have a good team as well. They have some big guys who, just had a couple of really nice swings. Got to give credit to them. The crowd was great. It was one of the better environments I've ever been in, for sure.
Any more questions for the players?
Brian, I guess just what did you kind of think of your overall start? Pitched into the sixth. Were you happy with the way you pitched overall?
Yeah, I mean, like Oak said, there was a little rough time there in the second, but, kind of settled in a little more. I think my defense made some great plays. You keep us in the game, and, I thought I did all right. But, just got to keep the team. My number one job is always to keep the team in the game. So I did a pretty good job of that.
All right, thanks guys. All good to go.
Thanks, guys.
And Brian, last year in Columbia, you obviously had to win twice on Sunday. What did you learn from the experience of, you know, you were in the same spot a year ago? What did you learn then that, you know, you can take into this?
Well, I mean, I learned the heart and the determination and the will of those guys on that ball club last year. I mean, they did something that's incredibly hard to do. Listen, I talked to the team after the game. You know, I typically do not turn the page very well. I typically do not handle losing very well. You know, but in this scenario, I told the players that, you know, I know they're very disappointed because I thought they fought to the end, right? And just couldn't get that one hit to chance to tie the game. And I told them, you know, the ultimately part of how they'll be judged, I think, is how they respond. And that might not be winning the game tomorrow, right? It's how they play the game is what's important. So that they need to, when they lay their head on the pillow tonight, they need to put this one behind them and give themselves a chance to play tomorrow night. You can't think of it as three games. It's too much, right? That we have an opportunity to play a great baseball team tomorrow, and I'm sure they'll be pitching an outstanding pitcher, and we just got to play a great baseball game and try to get to tomorrow night. And then you assess and say, okay, what pitching do you have left and what's the plan to try to win the next one? And so, that's what we'll focus on, is we'll focus on Coastal Carolina tomorrow afternoon, getting a great night's rest and be ready to play. And then hopefully we have a chance to play ECU again tomorrow night. But we got to be ready to go tomorrow afternoon first.
The determination in those at-bats in the ninth inning, could you see that from Thiel and Sauke and even Cody, a foul ball with a couple of pitches?
Yeah, you know, I mean, certainly, you know, those guys battled. Thiel battled, and you know, they all did. And unfortunately, you know, Agnos is as I led off with, he's a big-time player. You know, the guys you got somebody that plays shortstop for you and then closes a game of that magnitude, you know, pretty special. And so, our guys fought and just couldn't square them up. The great thing about this game is you'll have another chance tomorrow.
How do you feel where you are pitching-wise? You know, you've used a couple guys tonight, but overall, how does that set you up for tomorrow?
I think we're in really good shape. Coach Drew and I will talk about who will start tonight. We'll make that decision. I decided to go with Neek in that scenario. I mean, he's been very, very good as our closer in the back half this year. And I just felt, even though we were down, I felt like it was a closing situation. You know, you want to try to win the 1-0 game. You know, you all know that cover this tournament well enough over the years. You know, it doesn't matter that you go 1-0 if you don't go 2-0. There's really no advantage whether you got to win the first two. Whether you lose the first one or, you know, win the first one, lose the second one, you're still in the same spot. You still have the same journey. So, you know, that's why I went to Neek and felt like we couldn't give up another run. And unfortunately, he did, and we just couldn't muster another one. But I still think we're in a great situation. We got a lot of guys that have pitched great ball games for us all year long and haven't towed the rubber yet, and they'll be ready to go tomorrow.
You had the two errors early in the game.
Yeah.
Yesterday, were able to overcome them. I think at least one of the runs was unearned today early.
Yeah.
The pass ball. Are those mistakes magnified this time of year?
100%. They absolutely are. We talk about it all the time. We teach it all the time. We practice it all the time. You know, is that the small details, you know, they make the difference this time of the year, and you get exposed, right, when you don't catch the ball. You know, that ball in the inning where they tacked on the fourth run, you know, although Neek walked the leadoff hitter, I understand nobody wants to do that, but the pass ball was a big one and put him in scoring position, you know, and allowed him to bunt him over. So those little things, you know, the second inning where they had two runs, the error by O'Farrell. And listen, Griff has been a phenomenal. I talked about him last night. You know, he's been a phenomenal freshman shortstop for us. He just should have got his feet underneath him and played catch, and he didn't. You know, and I think that comes from experience, and sometimes the moment eats you up. And ultimately, it led to the two-run home run. You know, so certainly it has cost us. And I talked a little bit coming into this tournament that I felt like our defense has been for most of the year has been really been a good asset for us, and you know, just hasn't been to the level the last week or so.
Coach Zach Agnos, I believe, is from Virginia.
Yes, sir.
Were you aware of him at all in the recruiting process, or was it
yeah.
like he was going to follow his brother to East Carolina? Or?
Very aware of him, very aware of the family. I coached his older brother with Team USA. I was the pitching coach for Team USA in 2018, and I coached his older brother. And I just have a high level of respect for the family. His older brother was one of the fiercest competitors that we had on Team USA that summer on the pitching staff, and I was the pitching coach. And this one's cut of the same mold for sure. And so certainly aware of those boys, and ECU has done a terrific job of developing, him and bringing him along. So.
Any more questions?
Thank you.
Thank you all. It's the old ship. Bloody pirates!